Mountain View Manor's assisted living wing has been operating at a substantial loss since it was built 5 years ago. Last year, the city council raised assisted living charges $1,350 a month to help stem those losses. This year, the administration's recommending another increase of $1,000 a month. That would bring the total monthly charge to $5,350. Former City Councilor Chris Norris, whose mother lives at the facility, addressed the council again about the issue Monday. For Norris, the latest increase put too much of the facility's construction debt on the shoulders of its residents.
This community made a commitment when they built that second building that they wanted the elderly people in our community to be able to remain here. And I think it's, you know, incumbent upon the general public to help pay that debt service and depreciation, not just for the people who live on one floor of that building.
Petersburg residents voted in 2003 to pay for construction of the manor expansion with up to $3.5 million in general obligation bonds. Assisted living has been subsidized by the city's tax-supported general fund to the tune of $200,000 to $350,000 a year since construction. The increased charges are aimed at reducing that subsidy, but not completely. According to City Manager Richard Underkoffler, even with the $1,000 increase, the city still has to kick in a subsidy of about $176,000, and that's nearly as much as the annual construction debt service cost of $197,000. Underkoffler went through some of the numbers for the council Monday, pointing out that the increase also did not cover the cost of depreciation.
Now remember, depreciation is income we're supposed to be generating out of user charges to generate some cash for repair and replacement of the facility. I'm not counting any of the depreciation or the amortization of bond issue expense in any of this calculation. So the bottom line is the debt service, on Chris's premise, they shouldn't have to pay for debt service. Well, we're paying a little bit towards the debt service. Do you see that? The debt service is 197, but we're only losing 176. So you see that they're pretty close, right? But we're not generating anything for depreciation expense.
And according to Underkoffler, depreciation will cost another $105,000 a year to the city's general fund. Underkoffler said he did not like to increase rates any more than anybody, but he said the numbers are the numbers. Councilor Melinda Hofstede said it was a very hard decision.
If I do vote for it, which I think I probably will, it would be because I want an assisted living here, and I'm afraid if we don't respond, that what's going to end up happening is that we're going to lose this assisted living facility. Because we forgave $1.6 million last year. And we can see from these figures up here that we're going to go backwards if we don't keep up. And looking at these figures from other facilities, it would put us about in the middle of what facilities charge. So I don't like to do it, but I want to be sure we have that option. When I get there, I want the manor to be here.
The increase passed in second reading unanimously among the six councillors present. Councillor Mark Jensen was out of town. The council will take up the issue again in its third and final reading later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.